This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, End of Year Slowdowns. The end of every year is a nice time, despite the news of the day refusing to bring the peace that should be its hallmark. There's some closure to the calendar, though. Some time for contemplation, some time for family, rest, and relaxation. Rather than trying to keep up, we're able to pretend for a minute that we pulled ahead. For over 40 years since our children were born, if not before, we've taken the bulk of my vacation in the 2 weeks around Christmas and New Year's. There's no daycare, so it made sense decades ago. Work pressure was less, and in fact, organizationally, decades ago, we recognized the reality that no real work was getting done and made the week between Christmas and New Year's a mandatory part of everyone's vacation allotment in the union and other operations. Schools were out, everything was slowing down, meetings were being postponed, grievances were fewer. There seemed to be a collective consensus to put everything off until the new year, and we went with it. Waking up to email messages every morning slows to a trickle, turning off the fire hose. WhatsApp is filled with good wishes rather than urgent requests and action reports. Regular Zoom meetings are put off, and phone calls incoming and outgoing are reduced to only the most urgent. It's good times all around. For years, we've lured our family into collective vacations, mostly successfully, by putting big pieces of cheese in a trap so that they will all join with us and go somewhere. It finally gives us a collective catch-up time. They all kid me about my constant lobbying to take advantage of the time for one or more family meetings, but I take it in stride because if not now, when do we have a captive audience? Coming up with my family, such meetings were unknown or at best 50-style diktats or announcements of change, moving from Colorado to Kentucky or from there to Louisiana. Who can get away with that now? Who would want to? With all of us in the same city, some might think that the flow of information and planning would be constant and seamless, but that would be totally wrong. Where we work together, most of those comms are purely and simply work-related. Even as neighbors, we have to try to schedule 7 a.m. coffee business when we all happen to be in town on a Thursday. People are busy. Times are chaotic. End-of-the-year plans and priority revisits are critical. It's also a time for dealing with one-off tasks and cleanups. I look myself up on Google once a year and check Wikipedia annually to see where things stand. I throw bank statements, tax and insurance receipts, and the like in a stack on the floor, so finally, it's time to sort them, stash them in files, and the like. It's time to work on a personal and organizational calendar for the year and see how to align them all, as well as to begin the year-end, year-begin reports. We're not talking about resolutions now. We're talking about maintenance. Then there's reading, no longer restricted to the odd times while eating breakfast, sitting on a plane, or working out on elliptical machines, but enabled whenever I'm darn ready. And of course, naps at will and whim. This year was a bit different, though, because I dinged up my shoulder on my last roll through D.C.'s Dulles Airport en route to Canada, so my style was seriously crimped for the first 5 or 6 days of my vacation. Now, finally, I can perhaps, in my last week, wrap my arms around the special project I usually reserve for the holidays. This time it's putting the finishing touches on the abridged version of Nuts and Bolts. Taking a breath, assessing the year, planning the next, resting and recharging. This is the time of year for all of that, when things slow down and many are doing the same, making it all such a special and favorite time of the year. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.